Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! It is not Rob Parker. Instead, in his place, it's another Rob.
Wow.
But it is super producer Rob G.
Wow.
In the house, and we are coming to you live, both of us, from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob G, what up, man?
What's up, Chris? How you living?
You want me to say what I always
do
say.
Want you to say.
In
I teed you up.
In mansions and Benzes, spending ends on my friends, and it feels stupendous.
My man.
Good to have you back. I wasn't sure, you know, last time I was a little hard on you. You co-hosted,
Chris,
I wasn't sure if you'd come back. I invited you again because you did a good job. But, you know, I knocked you around a bit.
No, you didn't.
So I'm glad you could
feel
come
like
back.
You think you did, and that but helps you to keep going.
America thinks I did.
No, they don't.
In fact, Canada and Australia, you know, we're international.
You know, the Odd Couple's large down low is what you told me, right?
Right. Nah, it's great to have you on, man. We got a great show. We were going over the topics earlier. There's so much to get to. Basketball, football, on all levels, high school, college, pro. So we have a great show for you today. So you got to keep it locked right here. The next 3 hours, Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. So the Odd Couple crew today, of course, I mean, no surprise, DJ Alex Heischer is on. He's off again. So he is doing the herd this week, so he isn't on vacation.
And next
week.
He's
just on vacation from us. Oh, next week too?
Yes.
Wow. I think Colin's going to steal. He might steal Alex from us.
He probably will.
Man. Wow. Okay. Well, we hope we can keep Alex, but bigger and better things for him, I guess. So praise the Lord for his success. All right. We got USC Chris running the turntables today. And he does a great job. Super producer Rob G, as I said, is in. And on the updates, Steve Desager. All right, Rob G, let's get to it. I'll let you explain what kind of, you know, Steve Desager just said it in the update. What's going on with the NFL as they sent out this memo basically flexing their muscles? And there's no doubt about it. They want players to get vaccinated. And they're not going to lay down a law where you absolutely must get vaccinated to play in the NFL. But what they did today, it was a pretty it was darn close to that.
Oh, yeah. It was the non-mandate that they put out in the NFL. Now, you recall last season when there was a lot of COVID outbreaks all across the league, they really bent over backwards to adjust schedules, you know, have teams playing twice in 4 days. I believe that we had our first Wednesday night game at one point last season. Like, they did whatever they had to do to reschedule games. And this season, they've decided if it comes down to a COVID outbreak again and it's late in the season and you're saying, hey, can we just sneak in a week 19? Can we just get this game in? No, we cannot sneak that week. What they're saying in a memo that went out league-wide is that if a COVID outbreak takes place, particularly involving unvaccinated players, that team it will lead to a forfeit. More so, which makes this an even bigger deal, is that if a game gets forfeited, then neither team gets paid that week.
And see, that's to me, that's too much. And of course, as you didn't go on, but you were going to go on to say the team has to pay for the loss of money from
Correct.
The game and all that stuff, right? So they have to foot the bill for the stadium fees and everything. I think that is going too far as not paying the players. Okay, they still put in the work all week. I get it. You're the league. You wanted them to play on Sunday, but they still should get their pay. All right, and but overall, look, a lot of the players, Rob, are complaining. DeAndre Hopkins, arguably the best receiver in the league, he tweeted out, "Never thought I would say this, but being in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL." Then he deleted it quickly, and then he tweeted out freedom with a question mark. And several other players questioned it as well.
Jalen Ramsey, Leonard Fournette, yep. A lot of big name players.
Ramsey said his girlfriend's brother, who's in the military, got the vaccine and had heart problems right afterwards. And so then he wrote, "When you stand for something, they hate you." Here's what I say. Look, none of us are doctors, and none of these players are doctors. We can only go off of what the medical experts are telling us. And they put this in the memo. 97%+ of the people who are getting the COVID, coming down with COVID cases now, are unvaccinated. And so you have the right to not get vaccinated. There's no doubt about that. But this is also a situation where it is affecting other people. Not only obviously in the NFL's case, it could affect your teammates and coworkers as far as do they get their money for that week if you have to forfeit a game and so on and so forth. But it's also, it could impact people's health. And so the NFL or any company has the right to do this. And so you have the right not to do it. And if you don't want to play football, then that's your choice. But in a league, a sport where you are so up close, I mean, it is a collision sport, not a contact sport, then it's, you know, the NFL can take these measures if they want. It's not like you have a job where you can sit at your home and work on Zoom all day. I mean, I honestly, Rob G, you know this. I'm doing TV and radio from my house. I got a state-of-the-art studio in my house now. I could not get vaccinated, and it really wouldn't affect anybody but my family, really.
Right.
Because I'm not seeing everybody. I'm not out at games, and I don't have to leave for my job. And I have been vaccinated, by the way. But if you have a job where you're constantly in contact with others, then yeah, I mean, the company you work for is well within their rights to put something like this in place, because your refusal to take it could at the end of the, or, you know, get the vaccine could at the end of the day cost them money.
Exactly. Yeah, they have every right as a company to look out both for the well-being of the other players and coaches and staff members, in addition to their own financial well-being. That is, yep, well within their right. They are a company. They can decide what they want to do. Now, as it relates to DeAndre Hopkins, when he put out that initial tweet, which he took down almost immediately, where he said, you know, he was thinking about retiring because he didn't know if he had to take the vaccine, he was going to retire. And I am fully vaccinated. I've also had COVID before. My 1.5-year-old daughter has had it. So I know pretty well what it can and can't do to someone, you know, my age who may
was
not.
Did you have a lot of symptoms?
Mine was not too bad. My daughter's was a little rough there because the doctor told us that if her oxygen levels drop below a 92, take her to the ER immediately. And the first few days she was 92, 93.
Wow.
Fluctuating back and forth. Wow. So thankfully it never got to the point where we had to go to the ER, but it was very scary to say the least.
Right.
And so, but to this I'll say for DeAndre Hopkins, if you are nervous about taking a vaccine that is still not fully FDA approved, that we don't know the long-term ramifications of it, we don't know what could happen and how it might affect your body, I disagree with you, but you are well within your right to do that. That is fine. That is your choice as an adult, as an American. Where he loses me, though, is when he puts the second tweet, the one that he thinks is better, freedom with the question mark.
Right.
And you touched on this, earlier. You have freedom in this country. You have a freedom of choice in a lot of different walks of life. That does not give you freedom of consequences. All right? Working in radio, if I'm really, really passionate about something or you're really passionate about something and you curse,
right,
well, there are consequences in our line of work.
You're free to do it.
Exactly.
But there will be consequences.
Exactly.
We all have boundaries, every single one of us, that while we live in a quote-unquote free country, there's still boundaries we have to abide by. I can't come on the iCouple and just preach the gospel for 15 minutes. If I did that, there would be consequences. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I'm free. We're a free country. But I can't just come on here and say any old thing I want. We learned that with the last president of the United States. That's the most powerful position in the world. And he was held accountable.
Yep.
I'm talking about Donald Trump. Twitter canceled his Twitter.
And his Facebook and his Instagram.
I mean, we all have consequences, man. So don't equate it with freedom. And I'm going to say this, too, before you continue, Rob G. A lot of guys, like I said, none of us are doctors. We have to trust somebody. I mean, I don't know. Do I know everything about this vaccine? No, I'm trusting the medical community. And you, these football players and other athletes and people in general, you trust some people you don't know that well. When you go to the doctor, you don't know for sure that doctor that might mean you harm. You don't know what he's shooting into your body, what he's telling you to take all the time. And the team doctors as well. And then a lot of dudes that get mad about taking a vaccine because you're worried, oh, I don't know what it could do. But some dudes don't. They got no problem getting weed or drugs. Right. And I'm not just talking about athletes, but people in general. You don't have a problem getting weed or drugs from somebody. You don't even know them from Adam. And there are, for the conspiracy theorists, there's conspiracies out there about weed, about people, what they putting in the weed to change you in certain ways. I'll just leave it at that. But, you know, if you're going to buy into all these theories, but you'll do that. Yep. So let's just keep it real.
And another thing, you know, I'm not going to try to preach to anybody. I don't think you would either, about what you should and shouldn't do
right.
with regards to the
You're
vaccine.
Free. Right.
But one thing that is disappointing with DeAndre Hopkins is the NFL has access to some of the greatest doctors and physicians and specialists in this country, probably even in the world. Like, we have
much more so than the average person.
Exactly. They've had experts come in to each team and discuss the vaccine and what it could do, the long-term effects, the short-term effects, the pros and cons of taking it. And you know what DeAndre Hopkins liked on Twitter that this kind of got swept under the rug? Is some conspiracy, which is, you can Google it in 10 seconds to find out it's not true, that the vaccine has killed 45,000 people. So a man who has this much easy access to the information is still choosing to go off something that he saw on Instagram, that his buddy's friend who happens to, you know, work at a liquor store down the street and right. had a guy come in and told him, hey, this is what happened. Oh, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yep.
It's
yep.
just, it's disappointing.
Right. And look, like you said, we're not preaching. You know, I get it. If you don't want to take the vaccine, that is your right. And I'm not saying we got to just buy everything that's sold to us, that's told to us, hook, line, and sinker. But the top medical experts are saying 97% of, or all but 97% of the new cases plus are with unvaccinated people. So you got the choice not to take it, but the NFL they can make the decision to hold you accountable if you don't do it, because it can affect their business. But we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It is your turn to weigh in on this really strong topic. What do you think? Are you, do you think the NFL's gone too far? You bothered by this stance that they have taken that really is singling out people that haven't had the vaccination. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob G. Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
All right, it is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. That's right. And what is this? It sounds like Married with Children.
Come on, Chris.
Did you stop watching in the early 90s
watching TV?
There's not a show. I'm trying to think of, I mean, the only shows I'm into now that aren't like sports or news or movies are like, you know, the binge watching, like Billions or
I love Billions.
Your Honor or stuff like that, which they stopped with Billions, you know, because of the pandemic, but
I don't know
what's on the networking, but these new shows, I don't even know.
This show isn't even new.
What is this?
This is Curb Your Enthusiasm, right? This show's been around eight, 9 years?
Yeah, yeah. I watched it here and there, but not like religiously.
Yeah, Chris also does not have a cell phone, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, he uses a flip phone.
I got an iPhone 4. I think I'm at 11, I think. But anyway, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the NFL's strong stance against players who have not been vaccinated.
All right, let's get to these calls. I got Dave in Virginia. Dave, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What do you got, Dave?
Dave.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
I'm more on the end of not supporting what the NFL is doing. Like, I understand they're a business. They can choose to make certain rules and things, but where they lose me is now they're making a rule this year for something that they haven't made like a rule in past years. You know what I'm saying? So
we haven't always been in a pandemic,
right?
I mean, come on, dude. So this is a once in a century type thing.
And another thing, Dave, just real quick. They're not forcing anyone to get the vaccine.
Right.
They are just extremely incentivizing it to a point where it would be detrimental if you didn't. But they're not forcing anybody
to
get
it. And you can still play.
Yep.
That's the thing. You can still play without the vaccine.
Exactly.
But if you get it, don't be consequences.
Thanks for the call, Dave. And real quick, Chris, we talked about this during our little meeting before the show. Jalen Richard, who is one of the backup running backs for the Raiders, I believe he is not vaccinated. But he put out a series of tweets discussing the new rules, and he's like, look, if you're not vaccinated, prepare to live like you're in jail, which means you go to the facility, you go to practice, and then you go home because you don't want to risk getting it and costing your team a forfeit. So if you're willing to do that, then don't get the vaccine. You know, like, it's not being forced upon you in any kind of way like that.
No, that's a good point. And look, even then, I mean, we saw Jay Williams on ESPN. Who said he's vaccinated?
Yep.
And because one of his children, you know, has an immune system issue, they've been overly cautious, and he still got it.
Yep.
So you can still get it.
All right, let's keep it moving. Omar in D.C. Omar, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What do you got, Omar?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up,
Chris? You got to get up. Ain't too much. You got to get on that Curb Your Enthusiasm, man. It's a great show.
Right.
But anyway. the NFL had to do something. They had to do some type of protocol, some type of mandate. They couldn't just sit back and not say anything or not do anything. I'm not surprised. I don't feel any type of way about it. I knew it was coming. But just a side note, just as far as, like, you know, the whole vaccinated, non-vaccinated thing, I just think that, you know, the experts need to do a better job of kind of like educating people on what it really does. You know, I see a lot of people now, because they're vaccinated, they don't wear masks, and for some reason they seem like the mask mandates
are pretty much gone in most places.
Yeah, except here in LA County, where we're at, Fox Sports Radio.
Exactly, and there, of course, you can spread it with the vaccine or what have you, whether you're vaccinated or not. And, you know, usually, to be honest with you, the person that's not vaccinated is at more of a risk than the person that is vaccinated.
Correct.
Right.
Obviously. So I just think that they, you know, the experts need to just do a better job of just letting people know that, you know, that even though you're vaccinated,
here's the thing,
it's still
though.
Dangerous.
I think you're right, but I think here's the issue.
Thanks for the call, Omar.
We're so polarized now as a country that there's a lot of people that just aren't going to believe what, no matter what the experts say. They're not going to believe them. And my wife's a doctor. You guys may know that. But she said every vaccine does have its potential side effects, right? Everyone.
I think so, you could say anything you put into your body has a potential side effect.
Yeah, right. And look at the commercials, right, where they'll give you all the great things about whatever drug they're selling.
Right.
And then, you know,
where it's like an erectile dysfunction pill.
Right,
and it's like,
right.
But it could lead to heart failure.
Exactly.
You're like, I think I'd rather have the erectile dysfunction than the heart failure. But that's just me.
That's just you, bro. But, yeah, so look, it's a touchy situation. But we got Ephraim Salaam, who is a former NFL offensive lineman, of course, and he will join us to talk about this situation in a few minutes. All right, it is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios. Our next guest is a former NFL offensive lineman. Also, of course, you hear him here on Fox Sports Radio on the weekends. One of my favorite, most fun people at the network, Fox Sports Radio, Ephraim Salaam. What up, brother?
What's happening, man?
It's good to have you on, man. How you been?
I've been great. It's good to be on, man. I thought y'all didn't like me no more, man.
Nah, man. Yo, I got love for my man Ephraim Salaam, and that's the truth. So I'm glad to have you on. But let's talk about this, man. You know what the NFL did today. You saw the memo.
Yep.
The reports about the memo they sent out. How do you feel about it? I mean, as a former player, how would you have felt in this situation?
Well, I would have been vaccinated, so I would have been like, cool.
right, I'm with you on that.
Well, people have to understand that when you have a company, a business, any business, let alone one of the, you know, the largest American sports franchise on the planet. You know, we all know in this country, NFL is king. The ratings
yep.
speak for themselves. Advertising dollars speak for themselves. So they're going to do everything they can to protect the shield, the brand. That's been their course of action since the dawn of the NFL. And when, like, last year taught us a lot of things, right? When teams had to postpone games, guys had to sit out, all of those things during the middle of a pandemic, the NFL navigated it and they played a full season when
yep.
many thought they wouldn't. So they are putting things in place to protect themselves, but not only them as a brand, but the players and the people who work there as well, right? So the NFL obviously is behind getting vaccinated. The large portion of the country is, some are not. But as a business owner, you get the right to decide that. And that's the fact of the matter. No matter how you feel politically about it or, you know, whatever conspiracy theory you have about vaccines or any of that, the NFL doesn't care. They don't care.
Right.
Right. And so for them, it's like, look, if you want to be a part of this, then these are the rules. Just like no PEDs, just like you know, domestic violence. Just
right,
because like
I could go take PEDs, right?
Right.
I'm not playing
yes.
in the NFL. I could go take PEDs if I want to just get big or whatever, right? But you can't
swollen,
do that and play in the NFL, right?
Can't do it in the NFL. And every job,
point.
Every company has guidelines and rules that you have to abide by. And you don't have to agree with all of them.
Now, how
right?
do
Some
you
guys,
think, what do you think the dynamic will be? Or even what would it be if you were in that locker room and you had a teammate or teammates who weren't vaccinated? And whether, you know, even let's say nothing even happened just tomorrow.
Yeah.
That guys that aren't vaccinated, how do you think guys are feeling about them? And God forbid you lose a week or two of games.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think guys are going to feel about that?
They would feel exactly how I feel now when I talk to my friends and they're like, yeah, I didn't get vaccinated yet. And I'm like, okay, well, we can't kick it. Like, this is a problem, right? Number one, I got kids, right, at home who can't
right.
get vaccinated. So I can't have you you know, bringing something to my house, or like that's how it goes. So those guys in the locker room are looking at those guys like, okay, we're supposed to be in this together. We're supposed to be fighting for a singular goal, and that is to make it to the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. And you're not wanting to hold up your end of the bargain. Now, like I said, the NFL is not forcing anyone to get vaccinated, right? That's how some people are looking at these.
Right.
Like, you're forcing me to do something I don't want to do. That's not what they're doing. They said, but if you want to be a part of this, you have to abide by these guidelines.
And
if
like you said, you can even still do it, but you might cost your team.
Yeah, and like they were balking. Some of the guys were balking early about if you're unvaccinated, you got to wear a mask around and all. Yeah, that's exactly right. How is that not fair? That's the thing. How is that not fair? I think this virus and vaccinations have been so politicized that that's carried over into common sense. So we all know elections and politics are not based in common sense. Okay, we know that. Right. They've lumped this virus, this pandemic that affected the whole world, into the same category as they do when they talk about politics, and it doesn't belong there.
Nah, that's a great point. That's a great point. We're joined by Ephraim Salaam, former offensive lineman in the NFL. There's so much I want to address with you, Ephraim. Let's go to college football, and not football, but college sports. And even down in the high schools, because I don't know if you saw, but Mikey Williams, who you're probably aware of, is one of the top young high school players in basketball in the country. He is going to get he signed a name, image, and likeness deal that could generate millions of dollars. Nick Saban said the other day that his quarterback already has a deal that could pay him close to seven figures. So I don't know, was it $800,000, $900,000? I think it's capitalism. If that's what you're worth and people are willing to give it to you, you should have a right to it. But do you see negatives to this, or you just totally like, yo, it's all good, let the good times roll?
No, it's always a positive and negative to every situation, no matter how good it seems. My point is it would be better if they had some type of cap on it, right? Like, you can't just – because you're really going to do more damage than good. Like, this kid in Alabama, the quarterback, he may not even be the starter. Right? Like, he hasn't even got the starting position yet. Right?
So he now you sign that contract quick then. Right?
Sign it right now. Sign it today. Right. I'm all for capitalism, and I'm all for if you have a talent and if you are, you know, one of the most talented people in this country, very few people can make it to the next level and succeed in professional sports. I'm okay with that. The thing that I don't want kids to get caught up in just that, right? Because that's not the goal. The goal is not to get, $60,000 from the chewing gum company, right? That's not the goal. And sometimes when you're dealing with money and young adults, that becomes the focus, opposed to going to school, getting your education, and making it to the league, right? You get so... How many guys have been high-round draft picks in the NBA and the NFL and just fizzled out because they got a bunch of money?
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. I don't want to see that start to happen in college. But I do agree with the fact that, you know, to be honest, 90% of all college athletes won't make it to the pros. Even more than that, probably 94%.
Oh, yeah, more than that, right.
You know, across all sports. So for them to be able to monetize their likeness while they're in college – I'm okay with that, because that'll give them a head start when they get out into the real world.
How do you think and again, my take is, look, there, like you said, there could be and probably will be some negatives to this, but it is what it is. The people still, if they're worth the athletes, if they're worth that much money, they should be able to get it. But do you – I could see could there be negative ramifications in the locker room too? Like, if a guy's making $2 million off the field – could that affect, you know, the situation in the locker room or even his work ethic or whatever?
Well, I don't think it would affect the situation in the locker room because, like, get your bread, young man. Like, that's the sentiment. That's it, like, in the NFL locker room. You don't count somebody else's money.
Okay.
Right? Like, that's just something you don't do. They got an opportunity. They're cashing in on it. Where's your opportunity? make your opportunity, right? Because when you're in that situation, you have the ability to excel or not excel, right? Like I said, everybody doesn't make it to the pros. And guess what? Some of these guys with these big endorsements, like coming out of high school and in college, they're not going to make it to the next level.
Right.
So right? It's going to happen like that, right? So,
and you know what? They could go if they want. If they don't make it to the NBA, but they get this money now, they could still go to college.
They'd have the money to do it, right? Yeah, they'll still be able to be taken care of, and I think that's I think that's the benefit of it. So many times our athletes in college get the short end of the stick because they should have just started with lifting the fact that you can't work if you're on scholarship, right? Start small. They didn't start it all the way to the $1 million contract. Like, start small. Allow a kid, if he's on full ride scholarship, to be able to work during the off season of his sport. We couldn't do that, right? All we could get is summer jobs, and that, you know, that caused a little situation with having cash flow and being able to just take care of yourself on the basic needs level for some of these scholarship athletes.
All right, quickly, and I know you're a basketball guy too. For those that don't know, I've heard that Ephraim was a great high school basketball player. And did you play it? You played in college.
I played in college. I played well.
Right. So I heard he was great from him, but I still heard it.
Wow, that's what we're going to do?
You know,
I sent you some footage. Didn't I send you some footage?
You did send me some footage. You look nice.
Okay.
You look nice.
So you make your own summation, okay? Don't take my word for it, player.
But is it fair to call Giannis Antetokounmpo the best player in the world?
Yeah, why not? He just dropped a 50 ball in the biggest game of his career and of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Right.
Like, show and prove, brother. I'm in the age, first of all, number one, he plays both ends of the court. Period. You already got my vote there. But then how you play both ends of the court and elevates you on that level. He just dropped 50. He went, 17 from 19 from the free throw line?
Man, five blocks.
14 rebounds? Bruh, you can't play any better. Matter of fact, no one has played better than that in a finals game in the history of the league. So you tell me.
Now, and I've said this. If he's going to, like, the way he played in the finals, I thought he played to his strengths, right? Ooh. He didn't go. He wasn't out there shooting threes and mid-range and settling and playing point forward. He was basically doing it in the interior. And he's so athletic, and he goes, you know, he doesn't just post up, right? He'll get in the interior in various ways. And that's when I think he can be the best player in the world. You know, if he's going to be out there shooting J's, then I get the criticism. But if he's going to dominate inside like that, I don't care that he can't hit a three-point shot.
Well, lean on your strength. Shaquille O'Neal never shot a three-point.
Yep.
But he was the most dominant player in the league for a long time because he knew exactly what he did well, and he made you try to stop him, which no one could.
Yep, that's right.
What's wrong with Giannis doing the same thing?
I feel you, bro. Nah. Great stuff, man. Great knowledge. We appreciate it. And we will rap to you soon, man. Good job.
Absolutely, man.
All right, brother. Peace. Just because it makes dollars does not mean it makes sense. We'll get into that next. I couple with Rob G in for Rob P on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob G. In for Rob P. Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob G, I know you're up on this. The SEC looks like it could add two more teams, Oklahoma and Texas. This is real, that they could end up joining the SEC. And clearly this is a financial move. Clearly this is a money move. And there are a lot of people, a lot of reporters saying that, you know, they could put this out there and then see what not just the Big 12 wants to do financially, what the Big 10, Pac-12, ACC might do, right? So they could end up using this as a bargaining chip. But I get all that. Money talks, right? My grandfather used to have this saying, money don't talk, it hollers, right? So right. Money is hollering right now. But, Rob, here's what I don't understand. Oklahoma and Texas, and particularly Texas, but really both of them, if they go into the SEC, when we're talking about football, they're going to be in trouble. Because we've talked ad nauseum about how they're about to expand the playoffs to 12 teams. I don't know, some people are saying 8, whatever. But they're only going to be able to take so many teams from the SEC, even if they go to 12. And so why would Oklahoma and Texas, again, I get it, the money. But you can stay and dominate the Big 12 and make it to the playoff.
Right.
In many years.
Right.
Especially Oklahoma. Why would you go to the SEC where, let's keep it real, Texas will be an also-ran, except for the occasional year. Right.
If that.
And Oklahoma, I mean, we know they don't play D out there. So they might be an also-ran too.
It just makes zero sense to me as it pertains to on the field.
Competitiveness, right.
If it's just about money, they'd be making money hand over fist, because they basically have a super conference. They'd have what the European Soccer League tried to do overseas, I think like 2 months ago, where they said, we're just going to get the teams that make the most money and are the most marketable and put them all in one league,
right,
and guarantee that they're in like the champion tournament league, whatever it is, and that's what we're going to do. And obviously that didn't come to fruition. But this is exactly what this is exactly what Oklahoma and Texas are looking to do, because you hit the nail on the head. You're much more likely, even in an expanded playoff field, to get into the playoff at 12-1 or 13-0 in the Big 12 than you are at 9-4 in the SEC.
Yep.
Like, I know that there's an SEC bias when it comes to these kind of polls and when it comes to the playoff committee, but I think even they would admit, like, hey, you know, we're really pushing to getting 5 teams in. You know, I don't know. I think we can get away with 3, but I don't know if we can get 4 or 5.
No question. And this is, honestly, I don't think it's good for college football.
It's not.
Because you would have half of maybe the top 15 programs in the country would be in the SEC. So it relegates, it's almost like, and it may come to this anyway, as we talk about a playoff and all that, where there becomes another level. We've already got the Power 5 conferences, right? And then you've got the group of 5 and stuff. So you already have a bit of a hierarchy, but it may get to a point. If you put all of these teams in one conference, what is that going to mean for the Big Ten and these other conferences? And it will hurt their recruiting, because then most of the top flight kids will say, we got to play in the SEC. So I don't think this is good for college football in general. First of all, you said it about Oklahoma and Texas, but I'm just talking about the college football landscape in general. I don't like it.
Well, Chris, you mentioned recruiting. You know what's funny is that Texas, for all of their struggles, having not won the Big 12 since 2009, the last 5 years, they've had the 7th best recruiting class in the country. Like composite, adding in the last 5 years recruiting. So them getting players is not the problem. They're just not good. They're just not a good program. And so if you can't even dominate in the Big 12, where year to year, the only real legitimate monster in that conference is Oklahoma, and you want to go to where Alabama is hanging out and LSU and Florida is suddenly coming back, like, what are you thinking? Like, is it worth it to make a few extra $1 million to get embarrassed every Saturday?
No, and you're right. And look, if they're getting embarrassed and they're recruiting that well, so they're getting embarrassed with really good players, those players are going to stop going there.
Yep.
Right? They're not going to go to you to get hammered week in, week out, or every other weekend in the SEC. So now you're not even going to have the players. At least now you've got the material to work with. You go to the SEC and you might lose the material. And then you're really in trouble. 2 hours left. Keep it locked, Odd Couple.